Welcome to the Learn Hindi Daily Show. That music you heard at the beginning was from Susmita. She has published several lessons on our site, and the song you heard was actually in Bengali, so do not be surprised if you do not understand it. Bengali is another language spoken in India. Susmita gives Hindi and Bengali lessons, and she also gives music lessons. You can find out more on her website, talkingbees.com. And also I have a link to the YouTube video that contains the full uninterrupted song. In a previous Learn Hindi Daily Show episode, I made a public request for people that play a musical instrument or sing to let us use their music as an intro and closing on the show. So far, I've received two replies from two very talented people. I plan to alternate between the two, and I would like to include some other music as well. I believe adding music to the show will make the show more interesting to listen to, and it'll also add a whole new dimension to our experience of learning about Hindi and about India. If you play a musical instrument or make music, email me at nathan@ispeakhindi.com, and let's see about having your music on this show as well. Most of the times I'll have a smaller clip. Today, though, I thought the longer clip is what we needed to do. So our phrase today is, I want to visit India. Now this is different if a man says it or if a woman says it. Let's listen to Meena Ji and Nirandas Ji. I want to visit India.
Main Bharat jana chahta hoon. Main Bharat jana chahta hoon.
Now this phrase changes depending upon if a man says it or if a woman says it. If a woman says it, that chahta changes to chahti.
मैं भारत जाना चाहती हूँ। मैं भारत जाना चाहती हूँ।
Okay, now let's look at the letter and sound of the day. If you look at the notes, I've also included handwritten examples. This is for more advanced learners who probably already know the letter. A handwritten example should give you some ideas on how the letter could be written in different ways. Sometimes it looks different whenever people write it versus when you see it typed out. You can also see that some of the letters may look like something else, and this should give you a lot of practice with that. Today we're going to focus on the first letter of the Hindi alphabet or Hindi consonant that's on the second line of the consonant. Miss Meena, how do you say this?
Cha. Cha.
Mr. Nrendis?
Cha. Cha.
Now, if you're looking at it, to me, it looks like a T with a spoon sticking into the T, like a wall. So the little loop is right by the little vertical line. So there's a horizontal line, a loop that goes in, or a little dip that goes into a vertical line, and then of course you have the line at the top. Let's look at some words that have this in it. Miss Meena, how do I say to taste in Hindi?
Chakhna. Chakhna.
So you can hear the cha, cha at the beginning. And again, with the other consonants that we had studied before, this consonant has a little error. Cha.
Yeah, cha, yeah. Cha.
There's the next consonant that we're going to study has more air, right. And so you've got to be careful that you chakna.
Chakna. Yes.
Maybe hold your hand in front of your mouth and try to make as little air as possible. Mr. Nrendis, can you tell us to taste?
Chakna. Chakna.
Chakna. And notice that ka is the second ka with the big
heavy sound. Yes.
Heavy sound.
Yes.
And then we have chickpea.
Channa. Channa.
Channa. Channa.
So here we have cha at the beginning of two different words. And here's one more. Listen out for the cha at the beginning of this word. To move.
Chalna. Chalna.
Yes, as you said, Mr. Nathan, to move. And we say in Hindi, chalna. Now, chalna starts with the word cha. Chalna.
Chalna.
Yes.
And I guess it has three consonants. Cha, la, and na.
Right.
And the na has been added to the ah vowel, so it's na.
Right.
Chalna.
Right. But it starts with cha.
Starts with cha. The one that we're studying today.
Yes.
Now, let's practice hearing out for it in the middle of a word. Now, Mr. Narendra, you were telling us about a word that means movement of the body.
Yeah. Lachak. Lachak.
And so we can hear out for the cha in the middle.
Middle. Lachak.
Lachak.
Yes.
Lachak.
Lachak.
Miss Meena?
Lachak. Lachak.
And how about the word for garbage?
Kachra. Kachra. Now you see the cha comes in between ka and ra.
Ka and ra.
Kachra.
Kachra.
Yes, kachra. Kachra. Yes.
Okay. Miss Meena?
Kachra. Kachra.
And we have this other word we wrote down as to escape, but maybe it also means to be saved or other things. What is that word?
Bachna. Bachna. Now here, ba and na are beginning and the end, and the cha word is in between. Bachna.
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 Bachna. Bachna.
And now let's try hearing for it the end of a word. The word for expense?
Kharcha. Kharcha. Or kharch. Kharch.
Kharch.
Kharch.
Kharch.
Kharch. Kharch.
Also, you can mix cha with other vowels like a and e to make other sounds. So let's practice hearing out for the cha, cha, in some other words that have other vowels. Uncle.
Cha cha. Cha cha. Is it right?
Mm-hmm. Now this isn't in Hindi. There's actually many words for uncle that we have in English.
Right.
This is your father's younger brother.
Right.
Your father's younger brother. So,
right.
Cha cha is not just a brother of your father or a brother of your mother. It is specifically a younger brother of your father.
Right.
Cha cha.
Cha cha. Yes.
And Miss Meena.
Cha cha. Cha cha.
And then how about the word for key?
Chabi. Chabi.
Chabi. Chabi.
And then for like a chili pepper or pepper, what would you say?
Mirchi. Mirchi.
Mirchi. Mirchi.
And then in the morning, you drink this to wake yourself up.
Chai. Chai is tea.
Is tea.
Chai.
Chai. Chai.
So today I hope you learn to hear out for cha.
Now let's listen to Shashmita's lesson on a conversation on buying a shirt. This is a lesson we published a while back. If you want to see the transcript, there's a link to the original lesson in the notes. And I also got links to other lessons that Shashmita has published on our site. You might be interested in listening to those too.
Hi everyone, I'm Shashmita. Today we will learn a conversation on buying a shirt. Here you will see a conversation between a customer and shopkeeper. Customer in Hindi, it's grahak, grahak, and shopkeeper is dukandar, dukandar. So customer is asking the shopkeeper, mujhe ek kameez khareedni hai. That means, I would like to buy a shirt. मुझे एक कमीज खरीदनी है. शॉपकीपर इज आंसरिंग, आपको कैसी कमीज चाहिए? आपको कैसी कमीज चाहिए? What type of shirt do you want? Kameez is a feminine word, that's why the adjective I used, I make it feminine. Like, aapko kaisi, not kaisa, kaisi kameez chahiye. Then customer is replying, I want cotton shirt. So that is, mujhe suti kameez chahiye. So cotton shirt is suti kameez. Shopkeeper is saying, you can find it here. Aap yahan dekh sakte hain. Dekhna, to see, and also sometimes to find something is also dekhna. And yahan is here. So aap yahan dekh sakte hain. Customer is saying, I'm just looking. Main bas dekh raha hoon. So this is a continuous form of the verb dekh raha hu. So I'm looking, dekh raha hu, and I'm just looking. That's why I used bas. Main bas dekh raha hu. Ye kitne ka hai? How much is this? Ye this kitne ka hai? Kitne ka hai is how much is. Shopkeeper is replying, it costs rupees 1000. Ye hazar rupay ka hai. Ye this. So literally it means this is of 1000 rupees. Ye hazar rupay ka hai. Customer is replying, it's too expensive. Ye bahut mehengi hai. Again, mehengi I am using because this is the adjective for kameez. That's why I made the feminine form of the word mehengi, not mehenga. Ye bahut mehengi hai. Shopkeeper replies, but the material is very good. Par kapra bahut acha hai. So literally, kapra doesn't had the meaning of material, but here kapra is the cloth, so the cloth is very good, the cloth material. So is she saying, par kapra bahut acha hai, bahut acha, very good. You give rupees 900, aap 900 dijiye. 900, it's 900, 900. Then customer is saying, do you accept credit card? Kya aap credit card swikar karte hain? Swikar karna, that means to accept. Swikar. So he's saying, kya aap credit card swikar karte hain? Shopkeeper, of course, give me. Zarur, mujhe dijiye. Zarur means of course. And mujhe dijiye, mujhe is to me, and dijiye give. So mujhe dijiye. What else do you want? Aapko aur kya chahiye? Aur kya, what else? Chahiye, chahna is to want. So chahiye, aapko aur kya chahiye? What else do you want? Customer replies, that's all, thanks. Bas itna hi. Dhanyavaad. Then shopkeeper says, come again. Phir aayega. Phir, that means again. Aayega, actually will come. So phir aayega. Customer replies, sure, beshak. So here are some useful words that I have used in the conversation. Buyer, it's Kreta. I haven't used this one, but I need to tell you what the meaning of buyer. Buyer is Kreta. And customer is Grahak. Shopkeeper, Dukandar. of course, or sure, zarur, or beshak. Cotton shirt, suti kameez. ₹1,000, hazar, rupaya. Expensive, mehenga or mehengi. Here I used kameez, that's the feminine word, that's why I used mehengi. So that's all for today, and I also offer individual classes. So if you want to learn Hindi, you can ask me through the site. Thanks.
Now let's listen to the rest of the song.